Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. Welcome to Creating Abundance. I'm Alana Cahoon. It is my pleasure to invite today's guest, Deepak Saini. Deepak is a coach, speaker, podcast host, published writer, and is actively working on becoming a centenarian. He helps individuals to optimize mental, physical, and financial performance. After spending stressful years in the corporate world and overcoming an autoimmune condition and back injury, Deepak brings a unique perspective to working with his clients. When he is not spending time with his wife and little girls, he is researching and staying at the forefront of emerging and cutting-edge health research. Let's welcome Deepak. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Alana. I'm so excited to be here today.
It's wonderful to have you here. Where are you calling in from, out of curiosity?
I live just west of Calgary, Alberta, here in Canada. So just at the foothills of the Canadian Rockies.
Oh, how beautiful. Are you Canadian then?
I am Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well, welcome. It's always fun to know where people are calling from. And I don't think I've been to Alberta yet. It's really beautiful there, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, especially where I think so, where we live, you know, so close to the mountains. And again, I live outside the city. I live on an acreage. So I get moose and deer and coyotes. And even we've had bears in our yard before. So it's we're close enough to the city that we have all the amenities, but just out enough that we get all that kind of wildlife.
So are the moose threatening? I mean, they're awfully big.
I don't know if we have time, Alana. I have a hilarious story of being chased by a mad mama moose from last winter.
We have time. Let's just start right there.
Okay, I'll give you the very very high level. So it was last November. You know, super cold here, right? Winters in Canada. The roads were clear; like we hadn't had snow in a while, but there was a ton of snow on in the, you know, the grass and stuff like that. So early morning, my kids are going out to catch the bus. Luckily, the bus stop is just the next house over. Take my dog for a walk, and we kind of walk. You know, again, we live in an acreage, so the houses are kind of spaced apart. So we're just like a couple houses away, but it is a bit of a distance, maybe 150, 200 meters away from our house. And then my dog starts freaking out. I have this little Chihuahua mix dog. He just starts freaking out. So I turn around and look, and there's a little baby moose that's coming out of the woods on one side of the street. And he'd start barking, and he scared it, and it chased it, and it ran to the woods on the other side of the street. So I'm like yelling to my kids who are waiting at the bus stop down the hill. I was like, look, baby moose, baby moose. And then we kind of keep walking. Then he stops and he starts growling. And I turn around and look. And of course, I didn't know why I didn't think of it. Where there's a baby moose, there's a mama moose. And she was not too happy that we scared her little baby. So she's staring us down. So I was like, okay, buddy, let's go. So we start picking up the pace. And again, I should have said this part earlier. It's cold. It's winter time. Yeah. There's a ton of snow. So I'm in full gear. Like I got snow boots and snow pants and my long jacket and gloves and a hat and the whole deal, right? So I'm like, oh, buddy, let's go. So we start walking quickly back home. And I look over my shoulder, and now it's starting to trot, picking up the pace towards us.
No.
So I was like, ah. So I just start full out sprint, right? Again, snow boots, snow pants, the whole deal. I'm outrunning my dog at this point. Like I normally wouldn't be able to catch him even if he didn't want to be caught, right? I'm outrunning my dog. I'm yelling to my kids. I'm like, run in the house. And they're just staring at me like, what are you doing?
Oh no.
And I'm running. I'm a full out sprint. And at the same time, the bus comes around the corner and sees, you know, it's looking down the hill, seeing, and you know, the bus driver knows me, sees me and the dog running and this moose chasing us. So we finally get to our house and kind of like in our little alcove, our little side door, we kind of tuck in there, excuse me. And the moose just runs on by. Oof. And then the kids are just still standing there, like staring at it. The bus comes, they get on the bus and they go off to school.
Oh, thank goodness.
I tell that, the bus driver, my kids tell me when they get home that night, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, Richard, the bus driver's like, Richard says you're a really fast runner. I was like, yeah, as I'm running for my life here. Yeah, so they're big animals, you know, very obviously a mom, mom's gonna be very, very protective. What I didn't realize is that moose have terrible eyesight. And if they lose sight of you, then they just lose interest and they run by. And that's probably why once we tucked into our little alcove, it just ran on by. I was like, oh my God, if I would have known that, there was like a multitude of places I could have hid behind in the way in the meantime, but, you know, ran, you know, sprinted whatever, 150, 200 meters, to get away from it. So anyway, there's a little bit more to the story, but I'll just keep it brief at that point. But
I love this. I love this story. I think it's a great segue into what you do as a coach. You know, it's mindset. If you have to, you can run. You can outrun a moose. That could be your tagline. If you have to, you can outrun a moose.
I have to admit, I have done social media posts on this topic. And, you know, it's not only the mindset, but also being physically ready to come up to challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, I think ancestrally, you know, let me take a step back. Humans, I believe, are meant to just do a lot of walking. Our ancestors, you know, going back thousands of years, would have done a lot of low-level walking, foraging, and that sort of thing. But picking up rocks, boulders, whatever, building their shelters, et cetera. But when the proverbial, back in those days, actual saber-toothed tiger came, you had to be able to run. You had to be prepared to, like, take off. And I think now in today's modern society, we still have to do that. So maybe that means, you know, being prepared to like be able to like actually be able to sprint 100 or 200 meters. And I'm not saying you have to train. I mean, some people do, right? But I don't think you necessarily need to like train like that all the time, but throw that in the routine every once in a while. So you're sending your body the signal, if I need to, I can perform, I can run. Yeah. So I think that's important.
I love that. That's a great, great tip. And so often we become sedentary in our culture today, sitting behind a computer all day or wherever you are sitting. We tend to, I think I've heard recently that sitting is the new smoking. We're spending so much time sedentary that it's bad for our health. It's bad for your back. It's bad for your knees. It's bad for your legs, and it's bad for your weight, and it's bad for your mobility, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a great tip that you're offering us, Deepak, and everyone who's listening, to if you are seated, get up, stand, stretch, walk for 1 minute. That actually is not only good for your body, but it clears your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is things I tell my clients in workshops all the time is, you know, every 45 minutes, an hour, take a short little break. And then every couple hours, take a longer break, you know, go walk around the block. Or if you work in an office setting, you know, go walk around, you know, go down, walk around the building or whatever. We need to have these movement breaks, but also mental breaks as well. And I would also suggest that I'll take it one step further. Even if you're seated in at your computer and you need a long stretch, give your eyes a rest, change the direction that you're looking. So your screen is whatever, 2 or 3 feet away from you. Look out into the distance, look out a window, give your eyes a bit of a break by having some different depth perception, because we can't always be looking at something that's always the same distance away.
Oh, that's a great tip. I think I do that naturally. I just pause because I love to gaze out my window. I live in the middle of wilderness too. We don't have moose and we don't have bear, but we have coyotes. So here in upstate New York, we call it coyotes versus coyotes. And we have fox and a lot of other critters. So it's interesting. Every now and then I get to gaze out the window and see one. We have a lot of deer too. But yeah, that movement for not just the body, but the mind and the eyes. Never thought of that. Thank you. That's a really, really great tip.
Well, you know, and you just think about it, the eyes are really an extension of our brain, right? They're most outward extension of our brain. So, you know, giving your eyes a break, not only that fatigue, but it's also the fatigue of your brain. We sometimes see, you know, our eyes are dry, we kind of feel whatever, but it's actually, you know, our brain is fatigued. So if you want to have performance from a mental point of view, you have to take care of your eyes at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us your journey. How did you get here today as a coach who optimizes physical, mental health, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I'll be brief. You kind of said a bit in my bio. So I'm a CPA by first profession. So I was a, you know, accountant, you know, corporate world for 20 plus years in accounting and finance. I always struggled with my weight. I was always the chubby kid. I was morbidly obese as a teenager. I was over 100 pounds heavier than I am now. I was always chronically sick. And I get chronic bronchitis as a kid. That went well into my adulthood. But in 2014, as with my real impetus, I hurt my back. so much that I had no flexion. I couldn't bend over at the waist, made doing things very difficult, putting on your shoes, socks, getting in and out of a chair. That includes the toilet. But my youngest daughter was a baby at the time. I couldn't bend over and pick up a 10-pound baby out of her crib. So that was my real low point. And I like to say the Western medical system did me no favors, wasted 18 months of my health. I decided to take matters into my own hands and found a modality to help me heal my back. But in conjunction with that, made lifestyle changes as well to bring systemic inflammation down through a variety of means, and nutrition was part of that. And when I made those lifestyle changes, not only did I heal my back, my autoimmune condition went into remission. I essentially haven't been, for being chronically sick like 4 to 6 times a year, to like not being sick, essentially not being sick in 10 years. And again, that weight loss and that last 60 of the 100 pounds just melted away in a matter of months. And it was my colleagues, coworkers, friends who were like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, read this book, and I'm trying this, and you know, et cetera. And here's the research," and it got really steeped into that. And after a while, I was like, "I really enjoy this, and I want to help people not have to go through the struggle that I went through. Like, I don't want to have people have to hit their low point, their rock bottom, if you will, like I did." Tip before they make changes. So I started, before we called it a side hustle, I got some early certifications and started coaching people, weight loss, back pain, people who are like me. But as I evolved myself and what I want for my own life, and again said, be a centenarian, who I work with and who's drawn to me, that's evolved over time. So, yeah.
Wow. That's really wonderful. So, and you look like you're in great condition and slim and healthy. Would you say that's true?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, absolutely. I just actually today, 2 days ago from the time of a recording, I went and got a body composition test done. And the last one I did was 5 years earlier. So compared to 5 years ago, I'm pretty much still on track. There's probably a couple pounds. And again, they segment. And it's not about weight. It's like about how much lean muscle mass you have versus how much fat mass you actually have. So there's a little bit of fat mass for my goals that I need to go. But my strength and lean muscle mass is like exact same from 5 years. So I've had no decline in the last 5 years at all. And lean muscle mass is probably the number one indicator for longevity for anyone, men and women. So I think I'm doing good.
Oh, congratulations. That's very inspiring and motivating for all of us. So share with us, how did you make this shift? Or what really, we want to know how you did it. What are these modalities? What was it in a little, not in the Western philosophy, but perhaps Eastern or other philosophies? What did you do to shift your mindset and change your body, everything?
Yeah, so everything that I did myself on my journey is what I've incorporated into how I work with my clients. So yeah, absolutely. Number one is what I call like mindset and motivation. So really get to that why. What is the purpose of whatever change you want to make, health or otherwise? Again, for me, is I remember how sucky my life was. When I couldn't even pick up my daughter or even play with my older daughter, and I was just in constant pain. And when you're in constant pain, it just, how you present yourself in the world. I was always, I'd react, short fuse, that type of thing, because it was like that pain. I couldn't handle my emotions. So, the mental side for sure. And I'm going obviously high level here. Then of course there's the nutrition piece, right? What is actually right for you? There's no one size fits all nutrition. If somebody says they're like called BS on that, we have to see what actually works for our biology, our genetics, our epigenetics, our cultural, considerations, ethnicity, et cetera. So you'll find out the right nutrition that's for you, that's low inflammatory. That's another key piece. The right movement. Again, some people really good can do those long stretches cardio. Some people more be better off doing short bursts, but more intense bursts. There's obviously cardio, there's strength training, but many people, they don't put any effort into recovery. And there's many modalities for recovery, massage, foam rolling, et cetera. Actually, again, 2 days ago when I had this test, body comp test done, I had my first chance to do a cryotherapy chamber. So minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit for 3.5 minutes with like essentially almost no clothes on. Just like, I was so cold, but just send that body, you send that signal to your body for like healing recovery afterwards when you come out and your body starts to warm up. So, you know, just all these things like that, you know, not, wow. No one necessarily has to go to that extreme. Could be sauna, whatever, but you know, recovery is a big piece of that, what I call movement as well. Then there's just, you know, controlling our automatic nervous system, you know, our stress response, if you will, you know, there's obviously sleep plays a role in that, breath work, you know, meditation, et cetera. Then I also like to say, you know, controlling risk. You know, there are certain things your Western doctor or your Eastern doctor or your spiritual guru or whatever, you know, might prescribe for you. But it's like, there's a risk reward. We make thousands of decisions every day. We don't even think about most of them. But when it comes to our health or major things, you know, should I get some procedure done? Should I, you know, go on this therapy or whatever? Like, you got to weigh all the all the risks and decide if it's right for you. So that's another big thing. I bring awareness to my clients. And then there's, you know, the latest and greatest for those who want to have cutting edge technologies. You know, it could be advanced supplementation. It could be, you know, wearables. It could be certain devices. It could be the cryotherapy that I mentioned. It could be a infrared sauna and a whole host of other things. So those are all things I incorporated for myself to heal, to bring me to where I'm at. And then of course, yeah. I'm now incorporating it with my clients to the point that they're open and ready for them. And then not everyone's ready for everything.
That's beautiful. So a few things. One that I love that you opened this whole discussion with is that our bodies are unique depending on our environment, our ancestry, our DNA, our epigenetics, all of that. And so what might work for one person might not work for you. And so it's to explore with keeping an open mind and to see what technique really resonates with you. So meditation, I'm often teaching my clients different styles of meditation, and it's the same idea. You know, you don't have to sit on a mountain, although next week I am. I'm going to.
I've done that once. I've actually climbed to the top of a mountain. I was so early. There's like nobody else was up there. I was like, really? I'm the only one here? I was like, I'm literally going to meditate here on the top of the mountain. So I've done that before. So that's awesome.
It is very powerful. So if you do have a chance to do it, by all means, do it. It's pretty cool. But meditation can be as simple as gazing out the window and simply being present in the moment. And so I think you mentioned meditation as one of your techniques. Can you share with the listeners and viewers what style of meditation you practice?
Absolutely. And I kind of lost track. I should really keep up, but I think I'm on approximately 6.5 years, maybe 7 years of consecutive meditation every day. I started with as like, let's see if I can do it for 30 days. And I was like, oh, we already went past 30 days. I forgot. Hey, let's try 90 days. And then I was like, let's try a year. And then I just kind of got on a roll and it just became part of my lifestyle. What I would say to everyone is just like, like you said, Alana, there's so many different types. Find what resonates with you. And I did the same. I started with, you know, these free apps, you know, that have like, you know, 7 minute, 10 minute meditations, different styles. And I tried them all. And then, you know, when the free subscription ran out, I got another one and then I went back and all this type of thing. And then I slowly increased it. And I kind of settled on 20 minutes is a good amount of time for me. And what my practice now, and to the point where I don't need guided anymore. And I've left guided meditations quite some time ago, to the point where my body essentially within plus or minus a minute, my body just knows what 20 minutes is now. Yeah. Sitting. But for me, it's now just really focusing on the breath. I like to stack habits. I think, you know, that's really important. So I'll sit in my infrared sauna. I'll do some reading sometimes, and then I'll do my meditation in there. So I'm getting the benefits of the sauna and the benefits of meditation in one time, just be, you know, optimize my time. And I think that's super important for everyone, especially, you know, entrepreneurs like us. But yeah, I just focus on the breath and, you know, and sometimes, you know, the mind wanders, and that's part of meditation, is like just to bring the mind back and just get back to the breath. And I find huge benefits, not only for my mental health, my spiritual health, but like quite often my business actually benefits from meditation. Things come to me, disparate pieces of information that I haven't put together. They all of a sudden come to me like, oh, I didn't think about that. Or an answer came to me, or I have this problem. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was obviously in my unconscious mind at one point in my unconscious mind. But then it comes to me as like, oh, you know, Joe or Jane or whoever, like, they know something about that. I didn't put that connection together. And it came to me while I was meditating. Then I get out and have a shower. And then I'm I follow up with that person. It's like, hey, I have this, you know, that type of thing. So I find it super benefit for so many, many, so many reasons.
That is a wonderful explanation to people that it's not just about calming your mind. It's about calming your mind so that those golden ideas and wisdom that already exists within you can rise. When our minds are cluttered, it's hard to remember them, something you already have. So absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. How can people find you?
I think the best way is probably just go to my website, deepaksanyhealth.com. We didn't talk about this beforehand, Alana, but I would like to offer your listeners a free gift if they're open to it. So yes, deepaksanyhealth.com/freebie, F-R-E-E-B-I-E. So we can drop the link and I can provide that to you. It's my guide, seven steps to sort of, enhance your health. So a bit of a description of these, you know, meditations in there and a few other techniques. And then it's a tracker or a guide, if you will, at the back end of it. So people, don't try all seven at once. That's not a recipe for success. Pick one, maybe two, try for 30 days. If it resonates with you, great. Make it part of your lifestyle. If it doesn't, that's fine too. Go back and try a different one. And hopefully after some period of time of those seven, maybe all seven, even if it's just one or two, you've implemented a new healthy habit into your life. So yeah, I'd love to give that gift to all your
listeners. I would love to give that away too. And I would love to receive it. So yes, absolutely. We're all going to go to your website and to this link for the freebie. So it's deepaksanyhealth.com.
No, health.
Health.
Yeah, Deepak, so my first name, my last name, health.com is the website, and then /freebie to get that free guide.
Fantastic. And we will have it in the show notes. So you guys can just click on that and pick up your free copy. And it sounds like there's a wealth of ideas for your health and optimization of your performance. Do you have anything exciting coming up that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'm actually got a new program that I'm offering. So I'm also trained, many certifications, but trained in NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. So one thing I'm leaning into is actually helping people in that aspect. You know, again, part of that mental game. A lot of people, they negative emotions. Perhaps there was some trauma in their past. Could be, a lot of limiting beliefs that's holding them back in their personal life or even in their business life. Sometimes it's, I've tried everything and I just the weight's not moving for me or whatever health goal they have. And sometimes it relates to the trauma. So I just, work with people in a very short amount of time, just a couple of weeks, and break some of those, blockages that they have, or help them actually literally rewire their brain to move themselves forward. I've had amazing success. So that's something new I'm leaning to. And I have a series of workshops upcoming. I don't know when this will be released, but just come to my website, grab the guide I just mentioned, and join my community, and you'll know when those come up.
I love it. Oh, this sounds really exciting. Removing those obstacles in our mind so that we can move forward and live life fully. All right. Well, thank you very much, Deepak. I love everything that you've just shared with us. I especially love the story of escaping the Big Mama Moose.
Thank you. I appreciate being on the show and be able to share that one again.
Wonderful. And to everyone who's watching and listening, thank you. I'm Alana. This is Creating Abundance for Radiant Health, Wealth, and Happiness. We look forward to seeing you at all of our upcoming programs. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.